Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
646, 14 till 7. Seems like just yesterday it was steamy August and the football season was starting. Here we are, December 12th, less than 2 weeks till Christmas. And Ian Ozan joins us right now, co-host of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, talking about those high school championships that are happening. How you doing, Ian?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me what's going on with the playoffs. First of all, the results from last night.
So we had three games yesterday, and coming into the weekend, New Orleans is guaranteed at least two state champions because of the all-New Orleans Metro matchups. The third one was an unknown because it was New Orleans versus the River Parishes. The New Orleans Metro won it. Riverside beat Ascension Catholic 31-21 yesterday. It was all Riverside. It was tied 14-7 going into the half. But Riverside woke up coming out of the second half in the third quarter, rattled off 14 quick points, and that was the end of that. Riverside outgained Ascension 370-216, and in the passing game just dominated 235 passing yards altogether by Riverside. It was a bit of a team effort. Quarterback Brock Bourgeois had 142 yards, two touchdowns. Three other players also threw for passes for about 100 yards total combined and a touchdown for them. So Riverside is a state champion. They are the Division IV select state champion. In the opening game, Hainesville versus Mangum, the Division IV non-select title game, defense was optional. 39-37 the final score. Hainesville won. Get this, Tommy. Mangum set two new records in that game. Most first downs in a Division IV championship game with 31. Most rushing yards in a D4 title game, 484. They had 567 total yards.
How'd they lose?
Two defensive scores in the first half. Hainesville, Ethan Henderson with a 25-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown for the first score, and then Isaiah Washington, who, by the way, is also Hainesville's quarterback, returned an interception, 77 yards for a touchdown. Those two scores were the difference, 14 of Hainesville's 19 points in the first quarter.
Did LSU sign that young man yet or not?
No, surprisingly, none of them were recruited, at least as far as we could tell. And we were talking about that in the press box. Both Washington and Henderson have great speed. They know how to read defenses, know how to follow their blockers, and find open holes. And the same can be said for Mangum's running back, Willie Randolph. He also ran for 203 yards and a touchdown yesterday. Lots of speed on the field, but it didn't seem as if anybody was touching them or recruiting him, at least based on what we could find.
How big are they?
Not terribly big, 5'9", 5'10", maybe 180 to 200 pounds soaking wet. And I think that's their big issue is that size-wise, these were smaller guys, but they certainly could run. And even if they're not playing at the FBS level, certainly should be getting some looks by FCS or Division II schools.
Wow. And what was the other game?
And the last game was a nightcap last night. Speaking of people getting recruited, Dunham beat Calvary Baptist 34-17. Elijah Haven, this kid's a sophomore. He's been the he's a junior now. He's been the starting quarterback for Dunham for the last 2 years. 21 for 29 passing, 271 yards, touchdowns.
What? 29 for what?
21 for 29.
21 for 29, okay.
271 yards, three touchdowns. Also had an interception in there, but that interception didn't result to anything. But wait, there's more. He ran for 136 yards and two touchdowns. This kid resulted in 407 of Dunham's 486 yards by himself.
Wow.
And all five touchdowns.
He is getting some looks.
Alabama, Florida, Georgia, LSU, Houston, even Cornell in the Ivy League is looking for him, but he's not interested in going there. Right now it's going to be, most likely going to be, someone in the SEC that picks him up.
Did you put a word in for Princeton or not?
No, at this point I don't think he's going to go anywhere unless it's in the SEC, and Alabama right now looks like they're the favorite.
Because, you know, you could put a word in for Crimson.
I certainly could, but I think he's looking for another set of Tigers.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up with today's games, tomorrow's games, when we come back with Ian Ozan, 650, 10 till 7, Traffic Now, WWL. Onshore Eagles, crash right through that line. I think that's what it is, 656. Wisconsin. What? Nah, we had it first. WWL, Tommy Tucker talking to Ian Ozan, co-host of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Ian Ozan, my Shaw Eagles playing tonight.
They did. They are playing tonight, taking on St. Charles, a team that beat them 24-0 at the end of the regular season. You were singing the line, crash right through that line.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that Shaw's opponents haven't been able to do over the last couple of weeks. They went up to play Loyola Prep, the number two seed in the state. They beat them 38-7. Now, granted, Loyola Prep didn't have their quarterback. He was out with mononucleosis. But last week, they played six seed Vanderbilt Catholic, a team that beat a solid Lake Charles College Prep team to reach the semifinals. Shaw did not allow Vanderbilt Catholic to get past the 50-yard line during the second half. They won that game 27-0. This defense has come along awfully well over the course of the season. There were questions as to whether the veteran defense could play as well as they did last year during their state championship run then. And over the course of the last 4 to 5 weeks, they have played just as well, if not better, than last year. The question is, can Shaw's offense find the end zone? They did it last week. They did it against Loyola Prep. Against St. Charles earlier this year, the offense had no answer whatsoever, and the defense had no answer for St. Charles's offense and their explosive quarterback. So it's going to be interesting to see how Shaw adjusts to St. Charles in this second matchup, and arguably the more important matchup. The first one's for a district title, this one for a state championship.
All right, the big game. What kind of crowd are we talking about with St. Aug Carr? Somebody asked me last night that's only been in the area for like maybe a year and doesn't have any kids in high school or anything, just said, should I go to that game? And I said, if you want to see high school football, yes, you should go to the game.
Yeah, our general manager, Dan Barron, asked me last night if he should go to the game, and I told him this may be the best game played in the Super Bowl all weekend. Edna Carr, St. Aug, based on my conversations with people in the press box yesterday, other working media, the over-under is set right now at about 41,000 and a half. And a lot of them are taking the over, thinking there may be closer to 50,000 people in the Superdome because of all the St. Aug alum who are flying in. And this is going to be a heavyweight battle. Edna Carr, we know how good they are, but they struggled against Catholic of Baton Rouge last week, winning only 17-10. And it came down to the final minute before Carr was able to pull away. Same thing with St. Aug last week. They beat John Curtis on the final play of the game. Vashawn Coulon, the quarterback, cool in the pocket under pressure, found a receiver in the end zone for a 4-yard touchdown. Earlier this season in week 6, St. Aug trailed by only 7 going into the second half. Carr pulled away in the second and they won big. I expect this one to come down, if not to the final 5 minutes, certainly to the final play. This is going to be everything you expect it to be. If you don't have anything to do tomorrow, be in the Superdome for 3:30.
And tell me about listening to it on WWL.
Yeah, we have tonight's game between Archbishop Shaw and St. Charles, 7 o'clock, live on WWL. And then tomorrow, the Division I non-select championship game between Ruston and Ouachita Parish. And the big one, Edna Carr, St. Aug, play-by-play coverage, all right here on WWL.
We'll be listening. Joe Geruso, when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.